Blog Talk Radio.
I'll put some music on until she gets here. Just a moment.
Hi, Paula, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Just a moment. I thought our guest came on, but she went off again, so just a moment.
Okay.
I'll start out. You're listening to the Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula. So today we have a great guest. It's Mahala Gale. For years, Mahala has compared revelations and astrology and how everything aligns. And she says they are right in step with each other in all that she has observed. Taz, this is really going to be an exciting show.
It is. Well, we were so captivated by Mahala Gale's eloquent writing and could not let her get by without an interview. So I quickly emailed her, and she said yes, to let you all know she's an astrologer, writer, lecturer, minister, one of the founders of Asclepius Light Center, the editor of Asclepius Light Center newsletter since 1988, and writer-editor of Planet Alert articles. And as you may know, Mahala's article has appeared in many Planet Alert publications over the years. And today, she'll be bringing an in-depth look at astrology and what's on the horizon for the new year.
Well, that was certainly a mouthful, wasn't it? Mahala has been studying the science of astrology since the early 1980s, which has allowed her to become an expert in mundane astrology, which is a study of world events. Over the years, her tracking of the planets and connection with their relationship to earthquakes, floods, storms, volcanic eruptions, and other natural phenomena, as well as man-made phenomena such as war, enhances her abilities as an expert mundane astrologer. Mahala Gale has also extensively studied the Book of Revelation in the Bible. From that study, she has been able to correlate the Bible and its relationship with the stars. She's appeared in many local TV programs discussing the topic in depth. After watching predicted events transpire one after another, she came to the conclusion that there is a master plan in action, and a path to understanding that master plan is through astrology. Evidence that astrology is a path to understanding this plan, it's been demonstrated by the history of Jesus. The science of astrology has held in high esteem during the time of Jesus as a wise man, also known as a magi, who visited Jesus shortly after his birth and were known to be astrologers. Mahala, we are so happy to have you with us today, and I have to, it's going to be great to start out a new year with Mahala being with us, or in this year, let's say it that way. Let me see if she's with us. Oh, yes, she is.
Well, we're really happy to have her here with us, helping us to usher it in, because this is the day that's pretty close by to New Year's Eve. Welcome, Mahala. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much for inviting me to be on your program today.
Well, our listeners are waiting with bated breath here to know what's coming around the corner for the new year. Can you give us some welcoming snapshots?
Well, I guess we could start out with what the planets are doing. There's been lots of major events that have gone on that are leading up to the year of 2011. And I know a lot of people have been in total trauma and stuff like that, you know, which has been very difficult for them. But my job is to encourage people to get into the vibration of being happy and magic, because the new energy, or the fifth dimension energy, is one of magic and happiness. And it's such a nice place to be. And so if you are going through trauma, you know, if there is somehow that you can bring yourself up into the higher vibration, then everything will change in your life. And then, like, there are some changing things that are happening. The planets are moving over. And so from the winter solstice until the spring solstice is kind of like an integration period. And so, like, in January 22nd, Jupiter will go into Aries, and that's a sign of new beginnings. And then when Uranus goes into Aries, which is March 12th, I think it is, then that is a planet of change, and that's when things will really change. And so then it will be like a 7-year cycle of new beginnings. And we also have, we're going into a different Chinese year, which is the year of the rabbit, and that starts on February 3rd. And that's a much calmer year than the tiger, metal tiger year that we've been in, because that's been very, very dramatic. And then we also switch to the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, the way Carl Kellerman does it. And so we have all of these changing planets. And right now, as we speak, Mercury has just turned direct, thank goodness, because you can look and see what the Mercury retrograde did this time, because, I mean, look at the airports and all the travel and the snow and all the accidents because of there being so much snow and everything, and then the lift in Maine falling. That's all a Mercury retrograde thing, because that's what it brings. And then I thought, oh, wow, like today's the turning day, so it's usually really powerful when it does turn, you know, so I don't know what's up on the agenda for today. But there's also something major that has happened, and that was the eclipse that we just had on December 21st.
Oh, yeah.
And that was an extremely powerful eclipse. And I had a dream, like, back in February, and in my dream, there was a big party going on the other side, because I know there were a couple of my friends who have left the earth plane were in the dream, and so I knew that the party was on the other side. And then I was told that the ruby red light would be dominant at Christmas time, and then the next thing I was told in the dream was that it was the end of a 26,000-year cycle.
Oh.
And that's major. It's major, you know. And so several years ago, I was given this book on astrology, and in it, it had the last 100 years of the Vedic Kala Yuga cycle. And that showed the cycle ending in 2010. And so there's been, you know, the three different dates. There's been the 2010, the 2011 of the Mayans, Carl Kellerman's way of doing astrology, and then 2012 that's been so prophesized. Well, I think for all the light workers who have been searching and helping the Earth move into ascension, I think that it's the turning point for all light workers, this eclipse was. And so that is a major cycle. And also, I had gotten this email. It talked about the great initiation that went on, was scheduled for the solstice. And so that talks about how the ones who came here to help the earth change and move into love and light, that they had been encoded long time ago with this code in their body. And at this particular solstice is when the code would be activated. And this is kind of like going into the light, you know. And so I think that's really exciting. So we now have the opportunity to move and manifest a higher frequency energy.
Wow.
Wow, that's exciting.
I don't know about you, Paula, but on on the 21st in the late part of the evening, every now and then Jesus has come into my life, and it's usually when I'm not feeling well, but he actually came into my light where I could see him, and it was a real blessing. I mean, I'm feeling well, I'm doing well and everything, but I knew something had really changed. It is you know, it's really a magnificent time, and
I had an experience with that too. That is like I had been sent the USGS charts of the earthquakes that were going on from December 21st to December 25th, mm-hmm. and the charts, instead of just having one line you know, like going up and down like it does when you're, like when you have a, your heart checked or something like that, you know. They show the cardiograph and the earthquake thing is the same like that. Well, all of the charts for those days were all black. And so I was looking, I thought, wow, something, and a major is going on, and it was saying, and they were from all over the world. And so it was like the earth was ringing like a bell, and there were quakes going on everywhere. And so when I was looking at that, I asked, and I said, you know, well, what in the world is going on? And then I saw a vision of Jesus, and he was holding the earth in the palms of his hands, and he said that we just had a pole shift, but nobody knew about it. And so a divine intervention had come in and taken over. And so I thought, wow, that is major. So everything can really change now.
My goodness.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Happy January.
The veils are opening?
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, the veils have been opening since October 31st. And that's another event, major event that happened. I live here in Seattle, and right down the hill from me, there was a workshop by Tom Kenyon. And do you know who Tom Kenyon is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so he does the sound healing part. And so there were, at this workshop, there were 500 people, and on the internet, there were 500,000 people that tuned into the workshop. And the object of the workshop was opening the halls of Amenti, which is your pineal gland, you know, where the light comes in, and also to connect with Egypt and open the halls of Amenti in Egypt. And so with all those people gathered together at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon on October 31st, it was totally amazing. And that's when I moved into fifth dimension energy. And it was like I was in bliss, and I stayed in bliss for about 3 weeks afterwards. And I've still been in it. You know, there are days when, you know, they kind of go down a bit, but then I always come back up. And so being in that energy is just wonderful. It's just a energy of magic, like the Harry Potter series. And this is what we're moving into, the magic and the miracles. And also, because the workshop was held right down the hill from me, when I moved into this house, I discovered that there's some kind of strange energy down in the valley. And so I came to find out that, like about 4 or 5 years ago, I had gone into the shopping mall that's down there on Halloween at about 6 o'clock at night on Halloween. And all of a sudden, I started being pulled out of my body, and I thought, wow, what is going on? You know, and I don't want this to happen in the middle of a shopping center. And so I hurried out the door and went back to my car, and then I had, I always carry some kind of food in my car, and so I ate a candy bar to bring me back down to earth, and I thought, wow, what was that all about? And so then the next year, I had, you know, kind of wasn't paying attention to that it was Halloween again. And so I went down, and this time I went into Target, and the same thing happened to me. And that's when I really started wondering, well, what in the world is going on here? And then I was given the answer that there's a Stargate down there. Well, where this workshop was held was at the hotel right next to the Target store.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was right on top of the Stargate. And so apparently this Stargate connects with the Stargate over in Egypt. And so with all of the people from all over the world, you know, meditating together on this, it totally opened.
It was a great meditation. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Did you join us?
Yes.
With that?
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Oh, yes, it was. Yes. And I hope you went into the fifth dimension energy after that, too, because it was just so awesome.
Yeah, it was,
and I've never heard anyone when tone, you know, like he does. We went through a whole process, like it started on Friday night, and then we opened up our heart chakra, you know, on the Friday night thing. And then on Saturday morning, he did a process of clearing the bones, you know, and I'd never even thought about clearing your bones, you know. and then clearing all the chakras and everything. And so for the first Friday night, Saturday, and then Sunday morning, we're all the process of clearing out our chakra system so we could be ready for the opening of the Hallis of Amenti within our body. And so that was pretty awesome. And then I found out that a friend of mine, I knew she was going to Egypt, but I didn't know that was right before this event happened. And so someone else had told me that the pyramids are now totally opened and light is coming out, you know, from the top of the pyramids, and that this is calling in our space friends, you know, because it's like, okay, the Earth is ready now. You know, we can interact with them. And we haven't been able to because there's been like the lower level, you know, because we've gone through the fourth dimension since 1987, and that's a level where everything happens, where the war in space goes on, the war in Earth goes on, and so that's been a very, very difficult time period for everyone. And that was basically the time when we had to clean out and look at all of our dark stuff within us and release all that so we could be prepared for this particular time in 2010 when we reach the end of the 26,000-year cycle and we'll can now manifest as pure beings of light to bring in this wonderful new age that we're about to enter or are have entered.
Now,
and so now it's just the matter. Yes, pardon?
I was going to say, yeah, Mahala, let me, you know, I was so excited to know that you had spent some time comparing the Book of Revelations in the Bible to astrology. And I'm thinking about this particular moment in time that we're talking about now. Is there anything in Revelations that correlates to what is taking place?
Right now? Well, yes, there is. I can go back, like the 17th and 18th chapter was the war in Babylon, which was a seven-year war in Iraq, you know, which was over this year, you know. And then the 19th chapter is when the space beings, my interpretation, when the space beings start appearing big time, and that has been happening really a lot. And there's also, like, huge ships that have been seen up by the sun, you know, by the Hubble Space Telescope.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all kinds of ships that have come in. And so, but like I said, we have to reach the frequency of the higher light ships in order to communicate with them. And so we have now, or the light workers in the earth, have now reached that point where we can communicate with these higher beings. And so I'm sure that they'll become more and more so available shortly. And then the 20th chapter is, in my interpretation, is the downfall of the controllers. And so that has been going on, like with the WikiLeaks coming out, you know, and Jesse Ventura, who's been on regular TV, exposing all of the conspiracy theories and what's actually been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been big time of the people being aware of what has really been going on the earth. And so that is the end of Revelations, because the 21st and 22nd is all about the new heaven and the new earth. And I had seen, several years ago, I saw a picture of the new earth, or a vision of it, and it was beautiful. It was all lush and green, and there weren't any cars, and there was a transportation system, you know, that was kind of like rapid transit. But the houses and everything were nestled within the trees, and they had flowers, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. And so that's basically what's kept me going writing my Planet Alert all these years, because I know that that's on the agenda for us, and it's real fast approaching.
Hmm. Now, when our space friends come in, depending on everyone's vibration, can some people see it and communicate where others can't?
Yes, yes. And, you know, like when, I mean, a lot of people say that we're just entering the fourth dimension, but I say that we entered it in 1987 when the harmonic conversions happened, because it was after that when the psychic realm became so open to everyone, you know, before that you could hardly speak about anything, you know, concerning anything psychic or spiritual or metaphysical. And then all of a sudden, after 1987, everything started to change. And then people started seeing things that they'd never seen before, you know, like different people from different dimensions and all kinds of stuff, which has continued. And if you listen to the Coast to Coast program that's been on for so long, you know, all of this was brought out into the open. And so the people, you know, because we went into a different frequency, people were able to see things that they couldn't see before. And now, because we're moving into this higher frequency of the fifth dimension, or maybe even the sixth, or maybe even higher, we will be able to see things that we haven't been able to see. And I was told another thing a while back, and that was that, like, the Earth would be going through a black hole and coming out a different dimension, and then we would be on the new Earth at that time. Right. And I've wondered about that. And then I had just gotten an email from a friend of mine who had a friend who had this major vision. And the reason that his vision was in 2005. And the reason that she sent me this vision, which I had read way back in 2005 too, but I had forgotten about it. And in his vision, he saw the same thing. And he saw that Jesus would be holding the world in his hands, and that the God force would be working through him, you know, to change the world. And that was a divine intervention. And so that apparently just happened with this eclipse. And then he also said in there that the Earth would be going through this black hole, and when it came out, we'd be on the new Earth, you know. And I thought, well, wow, that's the same thing I was told many years ago. And do you remember, did you ever see the movie, you know, Walt Disney movie about going through the black hole?
No.
I
love it.
It was just, I think it was just the black hole. And so it was about these spaceships that were getting ready, and they were getting ready to go through this black hole, and they didn't know what they would experience. And then the whole movie was about the drama of going through this black hole, and then they came out into a different dimension. And so I thought, you know, wow, that is just like what I had seen a long time ago. So I guess we'll see if that works out or not. But
I wonder if that's like going through the photon belt.
Well, you know, it could be. It could be. I don't know. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, as you were talking about that, that's what exactly went through my head.
Uh-huh, yeah. But we are at the time of communication with our space friends, and start manifesting the new heaven and the new earth. Oh, and in his reading, he said that everything was totally cleaned up as we went through the black hole. And, well, actually, the photon belt is black light, come to think about it.
So,
because it's ultraviolet light, and that appears as black light.
It kind of reminds me of, you know, the alteration. Like you said, everything's all cleaned up. It's as if our DNA and our genetics and our meridians and all these things are being cleaned as we go through and altered. And then, you know, we end
yes.
up in... The Earth and us match.
Right, yeah.
Energy,
yeah. But it couldn't happen until this particular time, because we had to go through the process of you know, for many years, cleansing our body. And so we could, you know, release all of the old stuff so we can be sparkling and clean and be ready for it.
Now, is everybody going to be ready, or there's just people that have been working on themselves will...
I think that this particular time, I think that there's kind of like a division of, I think that that's totally, you know, like maybe what 2012 is about, that because like the Bible says that one third will be cleansed and transformed, you know, and then they'll be able to do all the magic stuff, and then they'll be able to help other people through it. And so that might be, so there might be like the... that might be why there's three different dates. It might be like three different waves, you know, like the first wave being activated at this December solstice, and then the second wave, and then the third wave in 2012. I think that that's a real possibility. But right now, I think that's probably a third of the Earth that's being transformed into the light as we speak.
I was wondering if January 1st, here we go, you know, January is the first month, and then, you know, January 1st is the first also, and then it's 2011, so we have all these 11s, or 1s and 11s.
Right,
and
yes,
thinking,
that's true.
Wow, isn't that incredible? I mean, you're talking about... I mean, the whole day has 11s and 1 p.m. So I'm kind of thinking, what's
right,
going to happen
yeah.
January 1st, you know?
Right. So if you add up the numbers in Jesus, that adds up to 11, you know? And so that's why they've always said, well, that's the master number, you know, and that's the number of Jesus, and so which his true name is Yeshua, but we've always, you know, called him Jesus because of, well, whatever. And so that vibrates to the 11, too. So if you look at it as a Christ consciousness, then we have the whole year of Christ consciousness ahead of us. And there was an eclipse, a total solar eclipse in England on August 11th of 1999. And at that particular time, the planets formed the cross in the fixed signs, which is Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, and the sun was on the degree of Christ consciousness, which is 18 degrees Leo, at that time. And so that was the beginning of our real major transformation, you know, from 1999 to up until now. And on November 9th of 1998, the Earth first went to zero magnetics because it was recorded. And it didn't stay there very long, but it first hit that zero magnetics. And that's when the pole shift first started, in a gradual pole shift, which has gone on since up until now. And that's the year that Edgar Cayce said that it would start. And so people think, well, he was wrong, you know, it didn't happen. But it did happen. And we've been shifting ever since then. And then when one of the shifts happened, I always feel them because I get really dizzy. And so when that happens, the airplanes, and then they have to redo their maps because the magnetic energy has been off. And they've done that several times since 1999.
Yeah.
And so when the Earth moves, you know, it's kind of like you're walking like you're on a ship or whoever feels it. You know, which is the way it affects me. And there was one time that it happened, which I think this was 2 years ago, in September. I got so dizzy. I was dizzy for a whole week from it shifting. And I thought, wow, this is really, really major stuff. And I knew there wasn't anything going on with my body. You know, it was just feeling the shift. And sure enough, shortly after that, they came out and said, well, the airlines had all changed their magnetic maps again. And so that's a sign to me that it actually happened.
Is there anything happening in May of 2011?
Well, you know, I haven't really looked forward to May. I've heard a lot of people mention that day. I heard that that was be the time when Nemesis, the planet, was supposed to be closest to Earth. And then, but there's been a whole lot of controversy on that. And so I don't know if that's still on the agenda or not, or if we shifted it by going into the pole shift like we did. I just don't know that yet. But I know that March is a big, big month with all of the energy changing. And, oh, also on this December 21st eclipse, the moon was red. And so, oh, that's all part of the Bible prophecies, too. It says when the moon becomes like blood, you know, red like blood, that's when the changes happen. And one of the major things that people, astrologers, don't really pay enough attention to, I don't think, but it's the node. And the node has been extremely important in the prophecies. And so for the past, well, it takes a year and a half for the node to go through one sign. And so the node moves out of Capricorn into Sagittarius on March 3rd, I think it is, And then it goes into Sagittarius because the node goes backwards.
Wow.
And so when the node has been in Capricorn, what Capricorn rules is, it rules, first of all, it's an earth sign, and so it rules earth events, earthquakes, it rules our government, it rules control issues, it rules structures, and many, many structures have gone down in the earthquakes and the floods and everything. And the node hadn't been in Capricorn very long when the Haitian earthquake happened. And so that was many, many, many structures going down. And then we had the earthquake in Colombia. So this is the manifestation of the node in Capricorn. And so when the node changes in March and goes into Sagittarius, then it will be a different vibration. And it will be one, because Sagittarius rules the higher mind. It rules religion, per se, or spirituality. It rules teachers, like a lot of teachers coming forward. It rules mountains. It's a fire sign. And so we might have more volcanic eruptions and stuff like that as the node moves into Sagittarius. And right now, the sun is going through Capricorn. And so I thought, there was already, as soon as the sun went into Capricorn on December 21st, there was a 7.6 and a 7.3 earthquake in Japan, and there were a couple more, too, in the South Pacific. And so that was all manifestation of the sun moving into the Capricorn sign. And Capricorn also rules bones and teeth and the knees, and I thought, oh, man, I always pick up all the energy of the signs. I've tried not to do that, but I just seem to pick up in my body what's going on with the signs. And so all of a sudden my knees started to hurt, and I said, where'd this come from, you know? And then I thought, oh, the sun's in Capricorn. Capricorn rules knees. No wonder they're hurting, you know? And so then when the sun moves out of it, then the energy changes, and then goes into Aquarius, and it rules the ankles. And that's how astrology works. And the reason that there has been so many things going on the East Coast, it's because when the Gulf spill happened, the planet Pluto, which is a planet of transformation, was exactly over the Gulf of Mexico. And so that brought in the energy there of the Gulf spill. Which is the second to the last sign of events happening, you know, at the end, as far as I can tell. And so with that, I mean, that was a major thing. And that has actually stopped the Gulf Stream. And so the reason that Europe has been in a deep freeze is because they had the stream, the Atlantic Stream, that would run up the East Coast and then go up to the higher and then down through Europe. And so with the stopping of the Gulf Stream, it also changed the belt, I mean the wind, you know, the what do you call that belt that I forget what the name of it is right now. But anyways, and so the combination
current?
Yes, not the current, that's from the Gulf Stream, but the one that goes in the air, the jet stream.
Oh, jet stream.
Yes, it changed the jet stream. And so that has been coming down, you know, and putting Europe in a deep freeze. But the reason that the East Coast, and so the galactic center, because we've had all of this connection with the galactic center, and so the galactic center on the Earth plane, the main focus of that is comes into right where the Mississippi River runs, you know, the whole longitude line going down the Mississippi River. And that's where the galactic center focuses into the Earth. And I was born in Minneapolis, and that's right there, you know, at the where the galactic center is. And so they had this bridge that went down like about 3 years ago. And I thought, oh my goodness, that was my playground. That's where I grew up, you know. And I thought, well, that's really symbolic, you know. And so being that that's connected with the galactic center, it was like symbolic of, okay, the Earth has to change now. You know, it's time for it to go through its major change. And then there's been all kinds of storms coming up to the New Madrid Fault. And I thought that there would be more of an earthquake along the New Madrid, but instead it has been storms so far. It's been storms coming up there and affecting that whole area. And then Capricorn, like right now, because when the planets are in either Capricorn or Cancer, the whole East Coast is affected from the Mississippi River to the coast, East Coast. And so that's why they've been getting so much snow and everything. And so it's really interesting to watch astrology and how it works, because I have this world map on my wall here in my office. And so I put the planets on. I made these little balls that look like planets and put them on the signs that they're in. And what I had done is I took a world map, which is 30 degrees, you know, and then there's 12, 30-degree segments of the longitude. And so I just put the astrology signs in there according to starting with Aries at the international dateline and then moving around the world. And so I can just look at the map and see what's happening. And if something is happening on one side of the world, a corresponding event always happens on the other side of the world because both of them work together. Now, because China is the other side of Capricorn Cancer, they should be getting a lot of snow right now, too, and I think that they are. So, anyways, it's really interesting to just sit here and look to see where the planets are and watch the events happen.
Now, the cold weather, like on the East Coast in Europe, is that helping the oil spill not go further?
I was sent this email, and it's actually pictures that have been taken by the people who do the underwater research, and it is actually shows the Gulf Stream stopped.
So,
and that's pretty amazing. So the current can't go up the East Coast, and so that's why they're getting the cold weather on the East Coast and down through Europe. And up in Norway, too. Norway is having the coldest winter they've had in 222 years.
Wow, talk about
maybe
the hand of God.
Maybe that's coming from our prayers and people really working on it.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, it's now our turn because once we open up the light, the codes within our body to be able to suck the light and the love, it's now our turn to use our thoughts, you know, and to really focus on the positive. And to really focus on being in the new energy, because it is wonderful. I know that's hard to do if you're going through a lot of drama, you know, because it's so easy to get caught into the drama and the trauma and just be there, you know, and not be able to step aside and look at what is going on, you know. But that is the secret into getting into the high energy, is just to step outside your body and look at what's going on around you. And then just make a decision to be in the higher frequency. And then do things that make you happy. You know, like if music can put you in a better mood, then listen to music. Or being around friends that are happy. You know, whatever can pull you into the higher frequency. Because we definitely need to be there now if we're going to bring the Earth through its last phase of moving into the higher frequency. Right now, we need to gather. And then there are all kinds of meditations going on all over the world for January 1st. And I'm hoping that a lot of people will connect to those meditations and focus on love and light and sending it to Earth and to the higher frequency. And maybe that'll pull more people into the higher frequency, too.
I was going to say, you said something about March 2011, the Sagittarius, the world goes into Sagittarius. Now,
yes.
Can you say a little more about that, please?
Like in Vedic astrology, which I found is very accurate, and then that's why I had been putting in my planet alert that, you know, the Vedic cycle ends in 2010, you know, the end of 2010, so I'll better pay attention to that. And so the Vedic astrology uses a node very much, And so it's just like a major planet being in Capricorn for a year and a half. And so the whole area has been focused on, you know, what I mentioned about the Earth changes and the government, and Pluto's in there, which is a transforming planet. And so it's been transforming how we look at the government and bringing all of the old stuff out into people's awareness. And so that is how the node has worked in Capricorn. Now, when we move into the Sagittarius part, it will be different, and it will touch the galactic center again as the node moves into Sagittarius. And so this will bring us more galactic energy in us. And have you seen the bubbles at the galactic center?
No.
Oh, this happened. Well, it happened right after we did the opening of the House of Amenti in November, just shortly after we did a Halloween, and then in November, someone sent me a picture of the galactic center, and there are two huge bubbles there that form a picture 8, and they're beautiful colors. They're the new age color, which is the rose pink, or kind of like a violet rose pink. It's gorgeous. I should send you the email so you can go in there and look at that, because it's well worthwhile. Well, the energy, what the scientists say about the energy there is that this is from gamma ray energy. And gamma rays is about the highest energy that we can get in our solar system or our universe. And so the galactic center is pouring this energy from those bubbles into the Earth right now. And so we're being immersed in this gamma ray energy. And so every time something hits the galactic center, like it did at the solstice, then all this energy comes pouring in. And that is puts you, if you're not ready to vibrate to it, it puts you in fast speed transformation. And so it's beautiful. Maybe you could put that up on the bubbles up on your website so people can see them. Yeah, because it's really, really, really. And I could also send you the article about the jet stream and the pictures that go with it that they've taken.
Okay. We'll put it up on the website, yeah.
Yeah. And so with the Sagittarius thing, the Sagittarius is an entirely different vibration than Capricorn. And the galactic center is in Sagittarius. And so when the node first goes in there, you know, shortly after it goes in there, the node will be conjuncting the galactic center, and then it will also activate what was set up at this eclipse time, you know? And so it's kind of like, okay, we have from now until maybe till the node hits the galactic center in March to really get our act together. And
well, I think a lot of this meditation that we're doing together is helping the earth changes, soften.
Oh, I definitely think so. I very definitely think so. You know, I think that we've changed it because, like the last prophecies, you know, in like the Revelation, it was war, you know. And I thought, well, you know, I don't really think that that's going to happen because we're above that vibration right now. And so they've been trying to do it, like when they shot that missile off of California. You know, and they're trying to, nobody knew what it was at first, and then they're trying to say it's an airplane and all this other kind of stuff. But the hit I got on that was that they were trying to start a war, and they weren't allowed to. And then at the same time, there was a missile that was headed for Iran, and that was stopped. And then the Korean thing, you know, they've been trying to ignite that into a war, too. And that hasn't been going anywhere yet, you know, I mean, they did their thing. And so I'm hoping that the minor war that they had when they attacked that island fulfills the prophecy. And I think it might just do that so that we won't have to go through the last prophecy of a war. Or it could be happening on a lower dimension because there's so many realities that are going on right now that we have a chance of tuning into whatever reality we choose to experience. And so with the lower reality, you know, that's pretty hard to be in right now. And then the higher reality is one of love and light. And when you won't be, if you're in that reality, you won't be affected by the earth changes because you'll be in a higher dimension and will be observing instead of participating. And so with the node going through Sagittarius, I think it's going to open up a lot of people's minds, higher minds, and I think more people will become aware of what's really going on. And the phase I've been hearing lately is, I'm not going to take it anymore. What's going on is, you know, I'm just not going to take it anymore. I'm going to come into my power. I refuse to take all of the dark stuff anymore. And I've heard this from several people in just the last few days.
Yeah.
And so I think, well, wow, this is really good because it's time to come into our power.
So with all this change, are a lot of people actually feeling aches and pains in their bodies? And
oh, man, I woke up this morning like I felt like I'd been run over by a truck. and then the pains I was feeling, which I know it's just planetary pain or psychic pain, because it's all the Capricorn stuff. You know, it's my knees, my teeth, my toe, you know, and I thought, oh, dear, I pulled into the Capricorn stuff. I have to figure out how to do something to release it because the pain's not real, you know.
Well, let me tell you, I'm Capricorn with a Cancer rising. How about
oh,
that
wow.
One? I'm getting it all.
Uh-huh.
And it's
so
real.
so well, it's what is that? Fear, false evidence appearing real.
So actually, when we transition out, that should smooth out for Paula, shouldn't it? Then
yes, right. And when these challenges or the energy surges come in, people do feel it with the signs that they're born in. You know.
Uh-huh.
Like
yeah.
A Capricorn, you'd feel like my energy is, you know, like I said, it's false information appearing real because I know it's just energy pain. But because I'm a Virgo, you know, I feel it in my intestines. And so I got that big time as in December as the planets were squaring my sign, you know. And so then when the planets move off, then I do. And there are some things that people just choose to go through, you know. But when you're watching the planets go through the different things, it's really interesting to see how people are affecting, you know. And so you should be better with the node going into Sagittarius because Sagittarius, it rules like the kidneys and the liver and, you know, stuff like that. So probably move into that aspect instead of the Capricorn things of knees and bones and teeth and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so look forward to that. Look forward to that program that so it comes in, well, now or at least when the node goes into Sagittarius.
I won't be achy anymore.
right. Yes, yeah. Yeah, and I thought, oh,
well,
man.
Now, you were talking
about... Okay, excuse me. Yeah. Okay, how could I wake up? I'm going to, let's say, I was thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to be on this radio program. Why did I wake up feeling like I got hit by a truck this morning, you know? And I said, oh, man, there must have been an energy surge this morning. Probably, I think that there's supposed to be some magnetic energy hitting the earth about this time, and that always affects my body. And so every time the sun does something, then I feel it big time.
Yeah, I felt.
I don't know.
Yesterday.
Do you feel the solar energy
yes.
from the solar flare?
Yeah, it was really heavy duty yesterday for me. So
uh-huh.
I mean, I actually was dizzy for maybe 3 or 4 hours. It was really strange. I'm going, wow, this is big. Whatever's happening, it's big.
Uh huh. Right. Yeah. So whatever happened yesterday and then today, I probably picked it up last night or this morning.
Yeah.
And Mercury did go direct last night. You know, right before midnight. And so that could have been part of it, too, of it stirring up the energy. And, oh, all of the planets are now direct, you know, which is a major thing because so many of them have been retrograde for so long. And so now they've all turned direct.
Ooh.
And, oh, another thing I need to mention, I think, before we close here, is that Saturn is in Libra. And Libra is the balance. And it's a balance between the male and the female. And so this is another thing that we need to do is balance our body between the male and the female energy. And also, Libra rules the lawyers, judges, juries, lawsuits, and all that kind of stuff. And so as soon as Saturn went into Libra, which was, you know, like several months ago, then the lawsuit started to come forward, and I thought, wow, this is just right on time. But then, and Saturn being in Libra, there's something going on Saturn, and I'm wondering if that's not affecting us too, because it's like a major storm is going on, and Saturn has always been the controlling planet. Saturn rules Capricorn.
Right.
And so now with this major storm going on, and this, you can see this too from the Hubble pictures, it shows a huge, huge area in there where something, it looks like something hit Saturn and caused this like an eruption and moved into a storm. And so that is changing, I think, the frequency of Saturn,
wow,
you know, to let us free from the karmic cycle.
Wow.
That's right, because Saturn rules the karmic cycle.
Yes, because it's been the karmic lord.
Hmm.
And it rules Capricorn.
So that's
so
good.
Maybe people should be, yeah, people
yeah,
may be
right,
you know, talking more better to each other and this kind of thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. And so those are major things that are going on, you know, and it seems like it's all coming together right now. You know, and so it's like we're on fast speed. I mean, the time is going by so fast. I can't believe that we've already gone through 2010. You know, it seems like we just started it, and here we are, you know, at the end of it. And so time is really speeded up, and what makes time speed up is the faster, the higher frequency you vibrate to, the faster time goes. And, oh, I think that, like, 2012 is the end of time as we know it.
Oh,
and so,
okay. Instant karma.
Yes, right. And so I think that that's why so many people have been picking up the 2012 thing, you know, because I do believe that that's the end of time. And because...
Now, Gail,
oh, yeah, okay.
Mahala, let me just let people know that if they want to contact you, they can contact you through an email, planetalert@hotmail.com.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Is that email address also on your website?
You know, I don't think it is.
Okay, so
website to go into is actually my blog, you
okay.
know, which would be the www.mahalasastrology.com.
Okay.
Because I try to keep that up with new stuff on there, but I haven't been able to do it much in December because I have been so busy. I just haven't gotten to it, you
mm-hmm.
know. But I'm hoping that I can update it more, and then I need to write my article for the first of the year, too, and hope to get that up within, like, a couple days here.
Well,
I don't know if I'll make it or not.
I was going to say, Mahala is Mahala and with an S. So it's MahalasAstrology.com.
Yes. .com, yeah. But if
now,
you're
Mahala,
on the attitude, excuse
do you
me?
Do individual readings? Or?
No, I just don't have time for doing those anymore. You know, I just, my life is just too busy. I just can't do them right at the minute. But if they would like to be on my newsletter list, you know, just send me an email, say mailing list, to my Planet Alert, and I'll add them to my email list.
Okay. All right. So that's planetalert@hotmail.com.
Yes.
And if anybody fails and they want to get them, you can always head to our website, TazandPaulaShow.com, and
yeah,
send us
on
an
there.
Email, and we'll connect you. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is
now,
really... Go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of our listeners are from California. Do you see any major changes in California? We're getting a new governor and all our storms
uh-huh.
and everything. Do you see any major changes for California?
You know, a lot of people have been saying, oh, it's going to be a major earthquake and stuff like that there. But, you know, I think that your major change just happened with all of the rain that was there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think that, you know, I think that everything has changed. And I don't see California, like, falling into the ocean or any such thing. You know, And I think that there was enough energy from that storm, you know, to cleanse a lot of things, because even though the storm just hit like a certain part of California, you know, a storm is a cleansing, and it encompasses a larger area than strictly the area where the storm hits. And so I think that took off a lot of the pressure of California, and incidentally, California was one of the main points of the eclipses, you know, the lunar eclipse, because the lunar eclipse was seen all over the United States, you know, and then with the planetary things, it triggers events, and then we'll have the solar one coming up here on January 4th, which we didn't really have time to get into, but I don't see anything really major for California happening. I could be wrong, you know, but because we're in the higher energy, if it happens, it'll be on the lower frequency Earth, I think.
Well, and I think there's a major cleansing in our government policies, too, so that's going to be good.
Oh, yes, that's part of the Pluto and Capricorn governments transformation. And we didn't even get into the government type of thing, and there's going to be a whole transformation in our government thing, too, coming up, because we have all the new congressmen and everything. And people have been talking about our president, too, and I don't know how people feel about him, you know. But if I have just a couple seconds here, I could read just a couple sentences of the Mayan signature for Barack Obama.
Okay.
And yeah. Pardon?
Go ahead.
Okay, so he's Ben is a Red Skywalker, and that's a time-space traveler who can jump dimension to assist you in realizing heaven on Earth. Ben is unlimited in form, but often chooses the form of the angelic messenger. Ben represents Cain, the pillars in the fields of the world that grow towards heaven, straight and strong. Cain is a Skywalker staff, the staff of balance on Earth, whose many uses support all and build upon the foundation created by humanity. And so we have the right president in the right place for the changes that we're going through.
Well, everything's in perfect order.
Yes, it is. And I think that's awesome. And I'm really excited about life. I mean, like most of us, or a lot of us, have been waiting so many years for this particular time. And the new energy feels so good. And I just want to stay there all the time, you know. Even if the aches and pains come, you know, you can still feel good in your mind. And so I'm just really excited about the future.
That sounds really good. I'm going to tell you, you know, it's been so great having you with us. And you know what? I guess what we need to do is start laughing at ourselves, right?
Definitely. Definitely. And events that happen in your life, instead of getting stressed out and traumatized, just look at it from a different dimension and just start laughing.
And take a walk in the forest or a walk along the beach and that'll help.
And connect with nature. And connect with the core of the earth.
Well, we've enjoyed having you with us today. Let's give out Mahala's email once more so people can contact her. It's planetalert@hotmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you very much.
And we enjoyed
having you. It's been a real pleasure being on your program.
Well, thank you for helping us walk our spiritual journey in a whole new light. And it's been really fun.
Yeah, I think it has.
So we'll have to have you on again. Thank you.
Right. And just remember to go into the magic and miracles.
That's a great message.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
So have a great day.
And you too.
Okay.
And bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Mahala.